This is HPR episode 2443 entitled, PD Menu. It is hosted by Dave Morris and is about 15 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, I have been using this menu tool over the past year and I really like it.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello everybody, welcome to Hacker Public Radio. My name is Dave Morris and I'm doing a show today entitled PD Menu. This is a tool which is written by a guy who I'd heard of before called Joey Hess. There's details of him in my notes. And it allows you to create a simple menu in a terminal or console in such a window. It is in his list of less active projects, and the latest version I can see on his website is dated 2014, but I guess that just means he'd pretty much finished it, put all the features in that he reckoned to be necessary. I certainly find it complete and very useful as it is. So I quite like simple menus, and I used to be a sysadmin in my last job, and I ran open VMS system for quite a long time, or several open VMS systems, and I had lots of management tasks to do on it, which I grouped together into menus just because it saved me forgetting things if I had them built into menus. Obviously I built them into scripts as well, but the menus were useful just so I didn't have to remember the names of scripts and where they were and all that sort of thing. I certainly found that it helped me with the less frequent tasks I had to do, because my memory ain't that wonderful and I would forget all of the bits and pieces. Well, the same applies. My memory hasn't got better since I stopped working, and so I have a menu. I like to have a menu to run things on my Linux system. And you can write menus yourself, but Joey Hess has already done the job, and he's done a good job, I think. PD Menu is available in the Debian repositories. I'm a Debian testing user and it was easily installed. I imagine it's in all of the Debian derivatives. I imagine it's in many others as well, but I haven't actually done a search. The C source is available from his website as a tar file of the usual sort with autoconf and stuff to build it. I haven't tried building it myself, but I imagine it's pretty straightforward. There are some dependencies as usual, but nothing very world-shattering. So when you run it, the first time you install it, you might run it, type PD menu at command prompt, and you will get a menu. It uses the file /etc/pdmenurc as a default configuration file, and that just contains really some mildly useful menu definitions. But it's more of a demonstration of the features and something you can go and look at to see how it works. It's got a good man page, and there's also a man page for the configuration file, and it's pdmenurc. You can create your own .pdmenurc in your home directory, and that's where you put all the configuration stuff. You can create loads of these files wherever you want to, and you can put them on the command line as an argument to PD menu if you want to. I personally just use the one file, and it's got loads of menus from different contexts. So let's look at the PD menurc file and the various things you can put there. They tend to be called commands in this context, and I've got an example. It's just taken from the PD menu manual page. What I did was I grabbed a copy of this and put it in a file, and then ran PD menu against it, and I've got the listing, which you can see in the man page as well, of course, and I've got brief explanation, which I'll go through in a moment, and there are two screenshots of the menu running, just to give you some idea of what it looks like and what it... You might look at this and go, yuck, I'm not using this. Because if you're a Windows-based person, this is probably not the thing you want. I tend to be more command-line oriented, but this thing is a sort of primitive window type thing, which appeals to me. So there's a bunch of commands in the example. There's a bunch of color commands which set various aspects of the whole thing. The desktop, the title, the base, there's a whole list of them, which I won't go into, but the color effect that it produces you'll see in my screenshots. Then there's a menu, and that is introduced with the command menu, and the menu has a name. You refer to it actually in the menu file, in the configuration file if you want to, or you can refer to it outside when you call pdmenurc. And it's got things like a title for the menu, and it's got help text. The help text is shown at the bottom of your screen, so it's just a single line. The first line after the menu, the lines that follow it are entries, if you like, for the menu, until you hit another menu generating command. And the first one is show, followed by various things, including the name of another menu. There's a second menu in the example which can be invoked from the first. Of course, that's what you often do with menus. Other than that, there are various exec commands which make menu entries where you can run commands. You can even run little bash scripts, just, you know, inline bash pipelines and so forth. And you can extend these things with backslashes to the umpteenth degree if you want to. Personally, I don't do things that way because it makes the config file really ugly. But these are some fairly basic things. These are obviously relate to somebody who has quite a lot of command line type features. I haven't used Pine for years. I don't use Usenet News or anything like that. Don't use links. Certainly don't use IRC in that form. So, but anyway, you can see the sort of general things that you'd want to do. There's an example in there of using an entry which prompts you for input, and that's in order to use the finger command, which you probably never ever use. I certainly haven't used that for many, many years, but it's, you know, it's a useful example. The NOP command, NOP, nor no op, is just a way of leaving blank lines in the menu. You can follow it with a bit of text if you want to, just to have some have a line of hyphens or something. And the exit command exits from the current menu to the level above. So if you're in the sub menu, it exits back to the main menu. And if you're in the top level menu, it exits back to the command line. So nothing really world shattering here. I could talk a lot more about the commands that you put in the config file. There's quite a lot of information in the man page, but I'm not going to go into that much detail here, because if you're interested, you can do the research yourself quite easily, I think you'll find. However, I thought it might be useful just to refer to a thing I did recently over the weekend, setting up a menu where I used a thing to generate dynamic menus. So the menu is different each time you use it. There are also some examples with pdmenu which show examples of menus you can generate on the fly, as it were. So let's look at my dynamic menu briefly. And the point of it is that I'm using pdmenu to help me do various administrative tasks for HPR. And the latest menu I created for myself was to help me intercept the notes associated with newly uploaded HPR shows. So I've taken on the task of checking these and editing them. Sometimes they're plain text and we really need HTML, so I turn the plain text into HTML by various means. And then once I've generated the HTML, I upload it. People who send in HTML themselves, I usually just double check it that it's syntactically correct, and then upload it. But these are a bunch of reasonably straightforward things that I do, but it's useful to have a menu to so I don't have to remember that after doing A, I need to do B. I guess I'm getting old. I can't remember things as well as I used to. There's a whole bunch of scripts which I use to do this, but I'm not going to go into details of that just now. Now, as you might know if you've heard others of my shows, I get an alert when a new show is in the process of being uploaded, because it scrapes the website. I did a show on all of this sort of stuff, and I've put a link to it if you're interested. So I've got an LED display thing that turns on when there's some work to do. So since I catch the uploads as they start, they might not yet be finished, so I have a tool which lets me check to see if the upload's done yet. And then when it's done, I collect the notes and keep a local copy. Then I process them. I actually have a cron job that goes and clears away notes after a few weeks. But it's useful to have them around for a while, just in case I need to re-edit something or make some correction or prepare things for the upload to archive.org at some point. Anyway, I've included the menu definition for this thing, and it just consists of a menu court which I've called show submission. It's not got very many entries. It shows this particular command which I've called show status, which is checking to see whether the thing's uploaded. Then there's an entry which kicks off the thing that grabs the notes and so forth. I don't want to go into details with this. You're probably not interested anyway to know too much about this. What I've done is I've run it and I've demonstrated what it looks like with a couple of screenshots. But in particular, I've shown the dynamic menu, which I think is the interesting piece. So in order to do this, there's a command for the config file called group, and this allows you to group a bunch of commands together in order to do something more complex than just a simple exec command. In this group, I'm using the exec command with a flag, and the flag is make menu. What this allows you to do is to run something, either a bit of bash scripting or, in my particular case, a script, which generates the commands for a menu. So with singular lack of originality, I call the script, which I invoke, make menu. And what it actually does behind the scenes is it goes to this is assuming that a new show has come in. When this thing is run, it finds the details that I've processed with the earlier bits of the top level menu, and it makes a bunch of commands that I need to run on this particular show in order to get it ready for upload. If there was several of them came in at once, then it just takes the first one off the stack, as it were, and when that's been dealt with, I can run it again and it brings the next one in and so forth. So you'll see in the group, looking at the definition, there's this exec make menu thing. Then there's a show command. Show is a thing that you use to show a menu, which is a menu that might be somewhere else in the file, or in this particular case it's one that's been generated dynamically. Its name is process, but you can't tell that just from here. It's the fact that is that the script that creates it calls it that. Could have been an argument to it, actually. I could have made different ones, but didn't see the need. Then when it's been shown, you use it. When you exit it, then the remove command that follows deletes that menu. So it's actually held in memory until you do that. And if you re-invoked it, you'd see the menu plus a call to make menu, second call to make menu, which would be another menu. So the menu would be doubled. So you need to do the remove in order to do so. The group ends with an end group line. And that's pretty much all there is to it. I thought I'd just run the make menu script. Well, you can see what the menu looks like when in my screenshot. I made a dummy show number 2465. just to demonstrate this, the cron job actually spots these things and says, ah, it's not a real show, and deletes it when I'm doing these tests, which is amusing. And it shows a menu specifically for dealing with this show number. And there's a list of things that you can do with it, like look at the raw data and parse the bits out of it that I'm interested in, edit it, run Pandoc against it, show it in a web browser, and then upload it. So the final bit is I ran my make menu script just from the command line, so you can see what sort of things it generates. And surprise, surprise, it generates a bunch of commands for the PD menu RC, or the config file, which consists of a menu and a list of execs and an exit and so forth. Not world shattering at all. There's a few nuances here which I won't go into, but the making of menus specific to your needs is done with relative ease. That's why I think PD menu is quite clever and is pretty useful. You don't need to do a huge amount of work in order to make something that's quite useful, or at least useful in my definition of useful. Anyway, I hope you found that interesting. There are links here that you can go and examine if you did and want to follow up. Okay, that's it then. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.